Welcome to the Wampa's Lair podcast. Deep in the bowels of the frozen ice caverns of Hoth, our hosts, Carl LeClaire and Jason Hunt, have been frozen upside down to the cave ceiling with nothing to do but talk all things Star Wars. So make yourselves comfortable, but keep a wary eye out for trouble here in the Wampa's Lair.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Wampa's Lair podcast. This is episode number 125, the Wampa's Celebration. I am, as always, one of your hosts, Jason Hunt, and with me we have the low gray to my Tebow, we have Carl LeClaire.
Stop stealing speeder bikes, Jason.
Aww.
See, I picked Ewoks because at the end they all get to celebrate, and we're going to celebration. And yes,
yum nub. Oh man, so we're gonna talk celebration. Jason and I have already been talking for like an hour about celebration without hitting record. Whoops. But we are very excited, very 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 excited. I mean, I can't believe it's been 3 years since I've seen you.
I know, it's ridiculous. It's way too long.
Yeah,
it's way too long.
I agree. So we're gonna change that next week. Next week we'll be hanging out literally in person.
Yes. So upside down, we'll be walking around.
Yeah,
celebrating, hanging upside
Kyle
down.
Kyle Bakker will be holding us.
Not sure exactly so how it's all gonna work, but that's gonna happen.
Yeah. But you know those like long like wooden pole things with two buckets of water on either side that you see people carrying? We'll just have Kyle rig one of those up and we'll just hang from him. Kyle will carry us around.
He'll be dressed as the Wampa.
Right, exactly. He's tall enough.
That'll work. If only we could actually pull it off in, like, you know, 5 days.
I know.
But anyway, yes, this episode's all about our celebration preview, what we're excited about, what we're going to be doing, and sort of kind of what we think people should know about celebration, like especially if you're here going for the first time, because I'm sure there's been a lot of first time people coming to this one because it's kind of the biggest deal ever.
Yes,
since celebration started.
Yeah. I think the very first celebration, which was in Indianapolis, which by the way nobody called celebration Indianapolis, just throwing it out there. Was that right before Phantom Menace came out?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so that was an exciting time too.
Yes, it was. But
this is like...
It's the biggest celebration since Revenge of the Sith came out. The one right before Revenge of the Sith. Because I think there was one like either right before or the year before Revenge of the Sith.
Okay.
I feel like. But this is the biggest one since.
Yeah. This one's going to be great.
Oh my gosh. So we're just going to be talking about celebration, that sort of thing. So if you're... like, oh, I'm tired of celebration talk, then, you know, you can skip it. But I really wish you wouldn't, because it's exciting stuff. but, yes, especially if you are going to celebration, this will be great to sort of get you excited, get you ready, and kind of, if you want to meet up with us, find out maybe where we're going to be at some points. So, but, yeah, this is going to be great.
Yes. Great is the word for it. Jason, though... before we even get into the nitty-gritty, what are you looking forward to most about Celebration 7?
To be perfectly honest, it's seeing you and all of our other awesome friends that we've met that are going to be going.
Right. But my hands are up in triumph.
Like, yes, you're kind of like that much ahead of everybody else because I get to talk with you all the time, and it's like, I want to see Carl. But yeah.
Here I am.
And I see Kyle every day. Well, not every day, but quite frequently. Mm-hmm. And which is awesome, and we're driving up there together. But I haven't got to see Carl in forever. So
last time I saw you was at a park bench as I got picked up at like 5 a.m. to go back to the airport.
And that was the saddest.
That was so sad.
It was like in the Phantom Menace when Shmi said goodbye to Anakin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Oh man, it really was. You and Jason, as I was getting onto the taxi, he's like, "Don't look back." And I was like, "Oh no!"
And to be perfectly honest, so everybody knows just how sappy we are, I stayed at that park bench until I couldn't see the airport shuttle anymore.
Yeah, and I stayed on that airport shuttle until I got all the way to the airport. All right.
Well, I would hope so. Because running down the highway to the airport is not generally the smartest thing to do.
I know, and I remember, though, like, because I was going to have to – remember I missed the closing ceremony where we were supposed to get a huge announcement, which I still think to this day Steve Glossman was right. I think that was where we were originally supposed to get the Episode 7, 8, 9 announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it was like Celebration 2 Europe, which – oh, and the 3D movies.
Yeah.
Which, like, while that was exciting, we all kind of saw that coming. So
we knew they were coming, but we got release dates for them, and that was great, and then they didn't happen.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, they'll be happening at this.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah, that was – and I remember you texting me like later in the day while I was at the airport waiting for like my next flight. And I was just like, I want to be there. I want to be there. And then you told me the news. I'm like, that's not even exciting, but I don't care. Right. I just want to be there hanging out with them still.
Well, yeah, it was one of those things where you said, you know, text me the minute you get, you know, big news or whatever. And I completely forgot to text you afterwards.
I remember.
Because
I think I texted you first. I'm like, so what was the big news?
I was like,
you're like, it's forgettable.
Yeah, Celebration Europe 2 and the release dates for – 2 and 3 in 3D. That was kind of it. It was a little bit of a letdown.
Yeah. But then on Facebook, I see like that picture of like the group I'd been hanging out with the whole week together, but no Carl. And I'm like, damn it.
Right. It was sad. My heart was very sad.
They were all like, blasted, Carl. Where are you? Anyway.
But yes, that's kind of what I'm most excited about, is just seeing you and everybody else that, you know, that I haven't seen in person in forever. And meeting Mark Herleman is going to be a trip and a half. Meeting him in person for the first time. Because he's going to be there. What about you?
I did same thing. You know, I can't wait to see you. You know, everybody else, I don't even remember their names, but Jason Hunt is, I'm just kidding. Oh, no, I mean, yeah. Yeah, I get to hang out with you, what, like every couple of years? Is essentially all that it is. And you know, this is a great opportunity to just hang out, and both Fan Days and C7, we were basically joined at the hip, and I'm looking forward to that again.
Oh, yes.
I foresee a little bit of separation here and there because we're more comfortable now with our conventioning abilities.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm just looking forward to, like, you know, staying in the same place as you again, just hanging out day and night. It's going to be great. And obviously, like you said, too, the rest of the group, too. I mean, we're staying in a house. It's going to be so much fun with a great group of people. That's obviously what I'm most looking forward to. And, you know, I'm just coming back from a retreat today. I was gone on a retreat for a few days at a monastery, and I was chatting with these monks today at lunch before I left about, they're like, so, you know, you have any big plans coming up when you go back to work? I'm like, well, I'm actually going back to work for another week because I'm going to a Star Wars convention. And they were like so enthralled by this. It was actually really cool. And I was explaining to them, I was like, you know, one of the best things about this stuff is it's like a religious movement because it's people coming together as a community over a common love. I'm like, that's what all religious movements are. I go, granted, there is no God involved, but, you know, I'm just so excited to just be with a community of friends again, a community of friends that I talk to on a somewhat regular basis, be it Skype or Facebook or texting, but there is just nothing like that personal touch, that personal inner relationship, and I miss the crap out of that, especially when it comes to you.
Oh, so, shucks.
Yeah, so that's going to be...
I foresee one of those slow motion, you know, with Chariots of Fire playing in the background, run up and jump and hug and that sort of thing when we see each other for the first time. It's going to be great. We're totally sappy, cheesy 80s people here, which is funny because I didn't really see much of the 80s at all. I was born in 89. But yes, I foresee that happening in my brain, you know. But anyways, aside from us, what are you really looking forward to as far as the general overall convention experience? Is there anything that you really want to hit?
I mean, I think this would be common of anyone that's going to this. It's the opening stuff with J.J. Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy. Getting our new Force Awakens trailer is going to be awesome.
Yes.
And I'm still holding out hope that Harrison Ford may indeed be there for that. I don't
possible.
Know. It's It is.
He lives in the LA area.
I just hope he's not flying himself, because that didn't go so well last time.
Although, according to the reports, he did like what any expert pilot would do to get out of that situation, and any lesser pilot could have died.
Right. So, no, he is a very good pilot.
Yes, so, he is. He's crashed before, too. He crashed a helicopter back in the 90s.
Remember in Indiana Jones' Last Crusade? You
don't
have to fly one of these things. Fly? Yes. Land? No.
And then, of course, he has the Falcon, which
exactly. You
know, broke his leg.
Poor Harrison. But yeah, no. So, I mean, I think that is just that general, you know, community first, like just seeing the friends. I could care less if this was our next con and we didn't have another Star Wars movie coming, I would be equally as excited just because of the fact that I get to see friends that I only get to see a few times every couple of years.
Right.
You know, that's the biggest thing about this. Just getting to geek out about Star Wars in person with some people that I love very much that I don't get to see enough. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's gonna be freaking awesome. I'm already thinking about it. I've literally been counting down the days, and I'm so excited. Today I'm a little extra excited because I was telling people at school, you know, I'm not gonna be here on these days next week because of this, and you know, so I'm super extra excited right now. And it's less than a week. It's less than a week away.
I know.
As of this recording, we are exactly a week from the opening ceremonies of Celebration. I will see Carl. I'll be flying. Well, not flying. Kyle Baca and I will be driving in Wednesday evening. And Carl will be flying in from Boston on Tuesday?
Yeah, I get in late Tuesday. I'm going to be driving from L.A. to the house we're staying at with Matt Kranke. So he and I are meeting in L.A. at the airport, and then we're hopping in a car together there.
Nice.
So it's going to be great.
Yes. Excellent.
Yes.
I'm just freaking out about this right now. I'm having a moment, and I'm completely lost as to where we're going with this, because I'm just like,
Well, okay, I'll tell you.
Okay.
So I was wondering, do you have any like input or advice as to what people might, you know, want to know or do if this is their first Star Wars con?
Yes. Thank you.
P.S. I tooted and it smells real bad.
Oh.
I just wanted to get a Jar Jar out of you. And you're like, yeah, that's all you wanted. No, I really have gas.
Okay. One Star Wars convention. Two Star Wars conventions. Sorry.
And this is about to be three Star Wars conventions.
This is Star Wars convention number 7. Oh my goodness.
That was Count Sonic the Hedgehog, right?
Yes. Sonic the Hedgehog. Count, a la Sesame Street.
I know that. I was just joking.
Okay. Well, I'm telling anybody who doesn't know.
Okay.
Which, if you don't know, I question.
Hey, well, since you're telling these people that don't know anything stuff, why don't you tell those people who don't know anything about ever going to a convention what they want to know?
Yes. Well, make sure you have a camera, by the way, because you will see people in awesome costumes.
H to the yeah.
And I think it's the Belgian garrison of the 501st builds these incredible sets and stuff that they fly in from Europe and they set up at the convention. And it's these big, you know, life-size or almost life-size dioramas of things in Star Wars. If you saw some of our pictures from the last celebration on our Facebook page, which you can go back to our albums and check out if you're curious, they have things like the hold of the Millennium Falcon where the Jarrak table is, or they've got the Bacta tank from Hoth, and they have the Endor shield bunker, you know, shield generator bunker, and
they have sort of the torture chamber from the Empire Strikes Back.
Do they?
Boy can dream. And so can a psychopath, Carl.
But I remember, I think it was probably the Sunday of the convention last time, because you weren't there. Kyle Baca and I, we got our picture taken in snow speeder, a replica snow speeder that they brought in.
We did that too.
We did that. Oh, we did.
There was the Jabba's palace scene with like the carbonite wall and stuff. That was not there while I was there. That I feel like that wasn't revealed until Sunday, because I definitely would have gotten my picture with that, and I did not. So
I don't remember, but I know we got a picture taken with Jabba and some of the aliens and stuff. Yep. So
yeah,
but yeah, they've got some awesome stuff. So make sure you take time to do that.
Oh, Jason, quick little side point. Because I was chatting with Joe Hogan the other day, and by the way, he just chimed in hello to everybody, and I told him to shut up. So he's trying to interject while we're on Skype, and I just said shut up. But we were talking about I pose this question to you, Jason, and to everybody listening, just as a food for thought. Not that it'll make any difference, but if you could have one particular set piece or something to have your picture taken in, what would it be? And I'm going to give you a second to think about it, because I already have a response.
Okay.
Because I've had some time to think about it. And honestly, I'm going to totally cheat, and you can do the same, and I'm going to say it's a tie, because I can't decide between these two. And I think one would be the better photo op, but the other one might just be cooler to see. So the cooler one to see, I think, would be the carbonite chamber. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be sick if we had the carbonite chamber reconstructed?
Yes.
That would be so cool, and like you could lower yourself down in or something, or like that would be sick. But I have to say, I think the one thing that I would love most to get my photo in is the Millennium Falcon cockpit.
Oh, nice.
You know, that would just be so cool, right? I mean, you could take the, you know, like the photo op would be from the outside, right, as well as the back. I mean, oh man alive. But anyway,
that would be epic.
Yeah, but what do you think? What would you really like?
I'm going to have a tie as well, just good. Because good for I want to have two.
Yes.
And I know they had part of this last celebration. They had the Emperor's chair.
Yeah, they did.
But it was just kind of by itself. And so if they had like a dais with the stars behind it, that would be incredible.
Oh, man, that would be incredible. That'd be my number three.
The other thing I think would be really cool is the Jedi Temple. The council chamber.
Oh.
Sitting in like Mace Windu's chair or something, because he doesn't need it.
Exactly. That's right. Get out of here, Mace.
Or Yoda's chair. Get like you find a 2-year-old and put him in Yoda's chair.
I'm sure I'd fit just fine in that. Sadly. That would be really cool.
I think that would be really cool.
That would be really cool.
The council chamber's there.
We have any say in this whatsoever.
The Geonosis Arena, like somewhere in on the you know, where all the Jedi started igniting their lightsabers, for me that would just be a like nostalgic little thing that I would love to get my picture taken in front of, like coming out of one of the little doorways in the side there.
Yeah.
Would be really cool to me.
Okay, one more quick question.
Okay.
What do you, and I have an answer, so if you need a second, tell me.
It's okay.
But so far, of the set pieces you've seen that we've been able to take our pictures in, what's been your favorite? I'll say mine. Unless you already know.
Go ahead.
Okay. Mine was the Millennium Falcon hold. Just that was narrowly beating out at the Echo Base stuff. That stuff was really cool too.
Yeah.
But I just I felt like I was in the Millennium Falcon. And it was so cool because I got to sit there with you.
Yeah. Yeah. So. We got to play Jedi.
And R2 was there too, right? Didn't they have an R2 in there?
I think so.
I think so too.
I think they had R2 there.
And there's R2s all over the place with those R2 builders. So,
oh my gosh. Which is so really great. Cool.
Yeah.
And then there was one day where they were on all the R2 builders were on their way. They had like a little R2 D2 parade going down. I don't know if you remember this, but there was like a whole bunch of R2 builders heading somewhere. I think they were going to like their photo op or something. They had met and they were going to their photo op, and we just like got to stand on the side of the hallway while all these R2D2s rolled past us, and it was so awesome.
Jason was just going, "Oh boy!"
Click, 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 click.
Yeah, I don't remember that. That might have been Sunday, or it might have just been I was somewhere else. But yeah, I don't remember that.
But as far as the ones that we've seen,
I also did really love the outside of Jabba's palace. That was really cool. Remember that with the
that's
door?
Right, yeah,
we did a great picture of that. They randomly had the carbon, you know, Han and carbonite up slanted against the wall, which was cool. But that was really cool too.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean, I do remember all that was cool. So
it's all awesome.
Yeah,
we didn't get our picture taken in it, but the trash compactor was kind of cool to see.
They had that.
They had that in the same room, I think, maybe, as the
I don't remember that.
We're totally rambling here, folks, okay, but bear with us, because I'm still going.
Memories from 3 years ago.
But I think as far as ones that you and I, or I got my picture taken with at, was I did love the Millennium Falcon hold, because that was just cool playing Dejarg with Carl. And then Sunday,
I won.
He did. But I didn't pull his arms out of his sockets, because I'm not a Wookiee.
If he could be turned, he would become a powerful ally.
No, I won't!
Yes, you will. Sorry.
But I think the other really fun one, and unfortunately this was Sunday, and so you weren't there, but Kyle Bakka and I got our picture taken in front of the Endor Rebel shield generator bunker.
I got a picture with you in front of that, too. Damn it, Jason!
The only one I'm thinking of was with Kyle, and it was later.
Yeah, I do remember
There's a speeder bike sitting out in front of it, and there was a 501st member. It was actually a chick in the speeder bike armor, the scout trooper armor. I only knew that because she said, thanks, and you're welcome, and I heard it. But Kyle and I got our picture taken where we're clotheslining her with the strap to my my camera case.
Yeah, I remember that. That was funny.
And that was just a really fun picture to take. So
yeah. So anyway, bring a camera.
Bring a camera. There will be tons of costumes and tons of photo ops, you know, that you can just find on the exhibition floor. Also concerning exhibition stuff, if you're planning on doing a lot of purchasing, my suggestion is bring cash. Because there's ATMs there, but you'll probably be better off trying to get the cash out at your hotel.
Or just bring because, it. Yeah, or even beforehand, just because just to have it, not to have to worry about it.
Right, because the way that a lot of people now have little credit card readers that go directly to PayPal or whatever, and they hook it up to their phones, these little squares or whatever, whatever they're called. But the problem is, with everybody there at the convention center and a limited number of cell phone towers in the area, tends to slow down all sort of mobile communication. And so sometimes the credit cards don't go through all the way, and you have to wait. And sometimes it just doesn't go through, period. And so bringing cash is always smart when you're trying to purchase things, on the exhibition floor. And also for that same reason, just because of all the cell phone use, plan ahead with your friends if you're trying to meet up with friends and stuff, where you want to meet and things like that, because you may or may not be able to get a hold of them due to the cell reception in the area. And also, it's loud in places, and they may not hear it. So, but yeah, that's just something I've found out from Phoenix Comic Con as well. But that's just a sort of a general rule of thumb for large conventions.
Good safety tip, Egon. Thanks.
Yeah, that is, don't rely on the cell phone for everything.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I have an old point-and-shoot digital that I often bring to these things just because your phone can fill up or, sometimes it's just easier to do that. Although I think my point-and-shoot digital might be dead. I got to look at that. And also, as far as purchasing goes, the best day to usually buy stuff is Sunday.
Yeah, if you're going to be there that long.
Yeah, because people, like a lot of vendors, are willing to come down on price on things on the last day.
Because they don't want to take everything back with them.
Exactly. And as long as it's something reasonable, right? I mean, if somebody's selling something for $90 and you're like, well, I'll give you $40 for it, they're probably not going to meet you there.
Yeah.
But remember, Jason, that the Dagobah print that I really wanted, which I do now have, but not from Fan Days, the guy told me to like check back at the end of the last day. And because I don't remember what he was charging, but I basically offered him like, I think, $15 less. And he said that if he still had it, he'd give it to me. But when we went back, he was already gone. So,
yeah.
So that's my, I don't really have a whole lot of advice. Just, I don't know. I mean, both times I've gone, if there's panels you really want to see, and especially the big ones, expect to wait in long lines. Mm-hmm. So if crowds and long lines aren't your thing, just be prepared for that. Maybe just have a snack with you or like some good friends with you so that you're like enjoying it. Cause I don't like big crowds and I don't like long lines, but it is yet to, for somebody who doesn't like these things, I've never had an issue with them at these things.
Right.
Same because way. I've always been with good friends. So, And and the only other little tip that I have, because Jason and I were just talking about this before we started recording, was if there's any of the big panels that you don't want to go to, like say like the Carrie Fisher talk you're not interested in, which I probably won't go to this year, that's a great time also to do like some shopping, because the exit or do pictures with the like diorama pieces, because it's a lot emptier in the exhibit halls. So
right.
And I will say this too, even if you're not a crowd person, I'm not a crowd person, and I've never felt congested at any of these things, even though there's 30,000 people there.
So, right.
Right. Yeah, these convention centers are huge. There is plenty of space. So
yeah, there's always a quiet corner you can find. Exactly. And I will be finding them sometimes. You know, sometimes I just need a quick break, and I go find a quiet corner, and I'm like, oh, not decompress. But yeah.
Yeah, he levitates.
The other thing is, as far as panels are concerned, don't over schedule yourself for panels. Pick maybe 3 to 4 things that you really want to try and get, and then have sort of like a secondary list of things that would be cool to catch if you have the time. But you don't want to fill up your entire day with panels, because then you'll miss things, you know, just sort of walking around and seeing things and that sort of thing. So don't over clutter your schedule with panels. Because then it becomes more of a schedule and a, you know, something that you have to try and rush to maintain and that sort of thing. So sometimes take time to just go with the flow and see what happens. You know, use the force.
Yeah, but that's really it, far as I have as far as tips and tricks. Jason, can we talk about some of our favorite panels we're looking forward to?
Yes, yes. These are some things that Carl and I will be going to. And so if you are interested in the same thing, you may be able to find us there. Real quick, before we get into the panels, I do want to mention to folks that there is a podcast listener meetup, and there's going to be a whole bunch of podcasters there, and that will be Thursday night at 6:30 in the lobby and bar area of the Hilton.
Yep, the correct? Hilton. Yep.
Yeah, the Hilton, which is
like right across the street, I think.
Yeah, just next to the convention center. So 6:30 on Thursday night, and Carl and I will be there for a little bit at least. I might be there a little bit longer. So there's something there if you really want to check that out. We should be there for a little bit. Of course, that's the same night that they're showing episode 2 in 3D, so I might leave a little early, and Carl's got a panel that he wants to check out too. So... but that's one place that's not part of the general convention that you might be able to find us. Just wanted to let everybody know.
Yeah. So, I've ticked off a few of the, ticked off. That makes it sound like I'm mad at him. I've checked off a few of the panels that I'm most looking forward to. And these are the ones I plan to not miss. I compiled a big list of everything I want to do today. I'm sure I won't go to all of them. And I do remember at C6, I did not go to a ton of panels actually. I just spent a lot of time just hanging out with you guys and just having fun. I mean, but this year I do want to, there's so many cool panels. I really do want to try to hit up, I think a little bit more. So, and the nice thing about a lot of these panels is if you're not feeling it, you can just leave. Like if you walk into something and it's not that interesting, most of the time you can kind of just quietly remove yourself. It's not like anybody's going to get offended or you're stuck there for the whole time. And most of them are only an hour anyway. So
right. And there are people that sometimes they'll catch the first half and then rush over to another panel, you know, that starts, you know, at the 30-minute mark or whatever of the hour. So that happens.
Yeah. But I think worth mentioning, and I'm sure you'll follow me up with this, which I already mentioned, though, is the, you know, the Force Awakens panel is what I'm calling it, you know, with J.J. Abrams and Kathy Kennedy. I think that's going to be that'll be really cool just to hear what they have to say. We're getting the new teaser poster at it, and we're also getting the next trailer, which from what I've heard is going to be really cool. Which so we may or may not see Luke in. I don't know. I've read things that we will, and then I've read things more recently that we won't. But supposedly we will see Han and Leia and like the droids.
I mean, I haven't read anything about this, so I'm going to walk in completely surprised, which is awesome.
I read any spoiler I can. It's awful. I'm pissed that I don't have like the plot known. So
I'm kind of shutting down all of my spoilers. Although I will ask Carl sometimes, is this a spoiler that doesn't spoil that much. Can you tell me?
You know, I'm a good source for that.
He is. But yeah, that's going to be one of those things. And we may or may not end up in the big room because they are simulcasting this panel
right.
to and all of the big rooms
exactly.
at the convention center. So if you're there Thursday morning, 10 o'clock, you should be able to find a seat somewhere to see this panel. And exactly. I think everybody should be at it. And
yeah.
On Thursday, the exhibition floor will not be opening at 10 o'clock like it normally does. They'll be opening up at 11 after this panel, I believe.
Right. Yeah.
So,
and I don't really care if I'm not in the room where J.J. Abrams is in because I don't need to actually see him in person. They're going to, and almost if anything, rather than sitting in the back of a room, I'd rather just see it on a big screen where it's easier. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like ecstatic to see what it is. I mean, I know they're not going to reveal a whole lot because they're very secretive about things, but just the darn trailer will be sweet to see.
I know. Oh my gosh. And there's supposed to be special guests coming, which probably mean that we're going to get Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Anthony Daniels, Peter Mayhew, all the episode 7, right. Returning actors that are going to be at the convention. And I'm hoping maybe we might see one of the new actors maybe show up for the panel. Yeah. So,
yeah, I wouldn't mind getting my picture with Daisy Ridley. I'll buy her a drink. Get her drunk, and she'll be like, "Are you trying to take advantage of me?" No, now tell me the plot of the movie.
That's the only reason Carl is buying your drinks, Daisy.
Exactly, that's it.
Of course, Lucasfilm probably has such a tight grip on her that every time she starts to say something, her brain gets a shock. And I'm sorry, what?
They probably put something in her like the clones had in them for Order 66.
Right.
They'll just drop dead.
I hope not, because she should be in the rest of them.
Yeah. But I know you're looking forward to that too, I assume.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm really, really excited about it. Do you have anything else big on Thursday that you really want to see? I've got a couple.
Yeah, I do too. So how many do you have?
I already said I'm going to hit episode 2 in 3D that evening.
Oh, that's on Thursday?
That's Thursday evening.
Okay. Yeah. I'll probably hit up some of that with you just for that. Cause I'd love to see him say, the when he freaks out about the Tuscans. I want to see that in 3D.
Right.
I do like that part.
I'm most excited about seeing Obi-Wan versus Jango Fett in the asteroid field and the arena battle. In 3D.
Oh, see, I thought you were just going to go with Jango versus Obi-Wan because I love that. Yeah, that's the thing.
That too.
Cool, but yeah.
Those sonic charges in 3D.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be 3D sound. I'm kidding.
Y'all go deaf. Great.
But that's that night. Earlier in the day, around 12:30, is going to be the restored music from The Empire Strikes Back with David Collins.
That's from 2 to 3.
Yes.
I'm going to that too. Yeah, that's one of the things I was going to mention.
12:30 to 1:30, I think is what it is.
I have 2 to 3.
We will have to check the schedule. They may have rescheduled it.
Okay.
Basically, Empire Strikes Back has a lot of music that was on the soundtrack that didn't end up in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And David Collins is recutting it back into the movie. And I think that's going to be awesome. So I'm going to that.
Anything Star Wars music related, I want to check out. So,
yeah,
I'll be at that too. I'm excited.
The only other panel that I'm really planning on going to on Thursday is the Untold Clone Wars panel with Dave Filoni and Pablo Hidalgo.
I'll be at that with you.
You'll be there too?
Yeah, that was on my list.
Yay. So, and that's from 3:30 to 4:30, according to my show schedule app on the Celebration app. By the way, that's another advice I would give everybody. Get the app and make your schedule so you can just keep it there on the app, and it's really good. It's really convenient to have.
I know. I got that.
That panel is basically going to be talking about what the future of the Clone Wars entails or would have been, and some of the stories that they weren't able to tell because it got canceled. So that should be really cool.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else on Thursday that you really were trying to?
Well, the big thing that I'm really looking forward to is there's a panel at night from 7 to 8 called "The Hero's Journey and the Power of Myth," and it's basically they're gonna have a panel discussion with quote experts. I don't know what the hell that means because I could be an expert, but you know, of just a group of people who are going to be talking about how, like, the Joseph Campbell pieces of the, you know, the use of mythology was big in Star Wars. I mean, that's right up my alley. So I am super excited for that panel.
Nice.
Yeah. I might try to convince you to give me your little audio recorder for that one, too, so I can record it.
I think that we can make that work.
Yeah. And then the only other thing I was going to mention, and this actually runs all through the 4 days. So remember, Jason, it the conventions, how they have like these. I remember at C6 they did, I think it was like a Tatooine set piece with like diorama set, right? And they expanded mm-hmm. each day. This year they're doing Bespin, so I am ecstatic.
Oh, nice. These is action figure dioramas.
Exactly. Yeah. And they have people come in and start building it on Thursday, and then they'll be finished on Sunday. And it's really cool to watch it as it built up. I just really hope we get a torture chamber, which is messed up, but I hope we get the kitchen scene. Like, but yeah, I am super excited for that Bespin diorama each day. So
nice.
But yeah.
I missed that, but that's cool. Yeah. Those are
the big things from Thursday I plan on checking out. So
I don't have a lot of things on Friday.
I don't either.
Although we did get today, we got the announcement that at noon on Friday they're going to be showing an animatic stage Clone Wars story arc where Rex is rescuing Echo.
Echo.
And Dave Filoni is going to be there for that. And Dave Filoni and Dee Bradley Baker are going to be there for a Q&A afterwards, or before, I don't remember which. That's going to be cool. So that's from 12 to 2, I believe. So I'm going to make sure I hit that up.
Yeah, I probably won't be at that, actually, because there's a panel on Ralph McQuarrie's Star Wars art from 11:30 to 12:30 that day.
Oh, nice.
And I'm really looking forward to that. So I love Star Wars art. So I'm going to try and drag Joe Hogan to that with me.
So. If you can tear him away from his table.
I know.
So,
And then obviously Friday night we get Rots in 3D.
Oh, yes. Revenge of the Sith in 3D.
Yes.
With an introduction by Ian McDiarmid, which will be awesome.
Yeah. And isn't there something else going on Friday evening, Jason?
Kyle and I are going to be doing a photo op with Mark Hamill and Ian McDiarmid. That's all. Anyway, moving on. But yes, this is one of the things that you can do. If you go to the official Pix website, you can try and schedule and buy tickets to reserve your spot for these photo ops that they have with some of the actors that are going to be there. And there's a light versus dark team up with Mark Hamill and Ian McDiarmid that we bought a ticket for and reserved our spot for. So we're going to get that picture taken Friday evening before Revenge of the Sith. So super excited about that.
Yes, me too. Yeah, I'm very excited. I've never done a picture with any of the people. I'm really ecstatic, mainly about Mark Hamill. So, I mean, Ian McDiarmid is also amazing, but, I mean, this is Luke Skywalker, for goodness sake. And yes. He just seems like a cool guy.
He does. He totally gets the con thing because he's a comic
Jason,
book guy.
I'm totally going to slip them Wampas Lair business cards. I don't care. Worst they can do is
well,
throw
I mean,
out.
We'll be wearing our Wampas Lair t-shirts. You know,
that's true.
I will. I plan to wear one on Friday. So,
Jason, I really want you to say to Ian McDiarmid, I want you to do an Emperor Palpatine line to him.
I'm totally. I've already been trying to think about which one I want to use. So,
good. We can talk. We can practice on Friday morning.
Yes, we will figure that out. Wipe them out, all of them. Wait, sorry. No, that's a bit really morbid in this photo op.
But ominous. All right, smile.
I'm also may check out the podcasting stage, because that afternoon, Star Wars Bookworms, who is on the 2nd Airborne Division of podcasts with us, are going to have their panel on the podcast stage. So I may pop in on that. I'm not sure. It'll depend on what's going on and what time that is. But I don't really have anything else going on Friday. Was there anything else that you wanted to mention?
No, that's it for Friday.
Friday, we're going to be kind of just hanging out and seeing what's going on. Saturday is Star Wars Rebels Day, basically.
Yes.
At 11 o'clock, They've got the season 2 preview panel, which I will be going to. 4 o'clock starts the Rebels red carpet, and 5 o'clock is the Rebels season 2 premiere screening, and I will be at all of those. So,
as will I.
Yes, yes. And the only other thing that I may go to, and this is sort of like in that, you know, if I have time and whatever's going on, I may end up going to the Composing Star Wars Music with Kevin Kiner panel at 2 o'clock.
I also may be at that.
Oh my goodness, it's like we have
the same
brain.
Person.
Oh my gosh.
I might, after, oh no, it'd probably be after this. You know what's really funny is they have James Earl Taylor and Mark Hamill's panel starting at 6 o'clock, even though the season 2 of Rebel stuff will still be going on.
So at 6:30, yeah. So, that's an interesting interesting scheduling conflict.
I know.
So maybe if there's room, we might slip in late.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of the same thing they did last year, or 3 mm-hmm. years ago for that matter. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be new stuff now, but if I miss it, I miss it. So,
right.
And then Sunday, there's one panel that I'm excited about. It's called Judge Me by My Size, Do You? It looks at Star Wars action figures from 1978 through today. Nice. I love anything about Star Wars action figures, so that sounds really cool.
What time is that?
It's from 11 to 12.
Nice. And at the same time, I will be attending a different panel. I will be attending William Shakespeare's Star Wars on Stage, which is I'm really excited for because I've got all 4 of the William Shakespeare Star Wars that have come out, and I'm going to try to get them signed. but one thing that you will be sure to know that we will be at if you want to try and meet up with us somewhere is Sunday at 1:30 on the podcast stage is the Rebels podcast panel. And Carl and I will be on that with Michael Cohen, Matthew Krenke, and Kyle and Tim from Star Wars The Saga Continues. So be sure to come by and support us if you're still there that late on Sunday. We would love to see you there. But yes, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I am too. I think that'll be great. And it's very awesome of Matt and Mike inviting us to be on that because this is their panel and they invited us to be part of it, which was really nice of them.
Yes.
So, yeah. So I'm really looking forward to that as well. So those are going to be the main panels that we intend to go to. So hopefully we'll see some of you there. I mean, some of these panels that we're going to go to, Jason, will be a little bit smaller, which is actually kind of nice because you can get kind of shimmy right in and get up nice and close. Obviously, some of these big panels, who knows where the heck we'll be.
Right.
But, I'm really looking forward to them. There's some great material being offered again this year.
And if the Wi-Fi or the mobile signals are working, we will try and keep you updated on what's going on, what our plans are for the day via our Twitter account, because that's the easiest way to let you guys know what's going on in the moment. So I will be trying to do that.
I will say just in kind of wrapping up my thoughts is, you know, my favorite thing about being at the conventions is honestly just kind of, I love just circulating in the exhibit hall. I love that part too. You know, it's so fun. Just being surrounded by really cool Star Wars merchandise, even though I don't buy a lot because 1, I can't afford it, and 2, I have nowhere to put it. But even just like getting to look at all of it, it's so fun. There's so much cool stuff. I'm looking forward to that. And Jason, before we wrap this line of thinking up, did you want to tell people what we kind of planned on covering?
Yes, that's exactly where I was going. And a lot of people want to know the news coming out of Celebration, which there will be a lot of.
Right.
But our goal is not to really try and to cover that. We may record some of the panels, we may not. We will see what happens. But our sort of, and if you want to find out what happened at some of these panels, there will be tons of podcasts that will have audio of those panels, and you will be able to find descriptions of what happened and all the news, you know, within hours of the panel, all over the internet, and we'll be just sort of Johnny-come-late to that party. But what we're going to do is we're sort of going to be kind of the man on the street kind of reporting, dink-dink reporting. We're just going to talk to people in line, you know, find out what they're enjoying about Celebration, you know, what their favorite thing so far, that sort of thing. We'll be talking to fans that we run into, and if we meet some of you Larians there, we will definitely stick our little digital recorder in your face and ask you some questions. So
indeed. Yeah, absolutely. So get ready for that.
Yes.
Because I think, you know, I want to reiterate that the fact that Jason and I go to these things not as media. I mean, even though we get media passes, which is great. But we're not there to, like, you know, get the big panels and give you the news. We're there as fans. And that's what I love about it. And I don't say that to come off as a jerk or anything, and that's not my intention. But, like, we go for ourselves. We go to just have fun with our friends and to enjoy the convention. And we will then bring back what we loved about it to you, for sure. Like, I always love, you know, I mean, last year, or I keep saying last year, it was 3 years ago. But, like, when we do our wrap-up show, I think we ended up doing two of them last time because we had so much. That's great, too, because it allows us to kind of prolong that feeling and kind of mull over what we really loved a little bit longer.
Yeah. So, and we'll probably have a couple of episodes where we talk about stuff. We'll probably have one where I just sort of edit together a bunch of you guys that we've interviewed, and we'll probably have some where it's just us talking about things that we were excited about that we liked, and I'm sure we'll hit some of the news topics, but that's not our main focus going to the convention. And there's so many other people that do the news stuff so much better than us. So
exactly,
go to them if you want news.
Right. So, yeah. So I think that's about it, huh?
That kind of wraps up our celebration discussion. We had one other little thing that we wanted to get. Before we wrapped up this episode, Carl, you were watching Empire Strikes Back again today.
Phantom Menace a couple days ago.
You did, which was awesome.
I loved it. I want to say that right now on the air. Joe Hogan, listen to me. I loved The Phantom Menace. And I do. That movie is so fun. I mean, it's not one I throw in regularly, but when I put it in, because I kind of am feeling it, I love it.
Having you say that brings warm feelings to my heart.
I figured you'd like that.
I was watching Empire Strikes Back. You had another thought about it.
I did, and I'm thinking about starting another little new segment here on the Wampa's Lair, and we're going to be calling it Carl's Hunt. That way, we get both of our names into it. Hey,
yeah, right.
And the point of this is, if either Jason or I are watching Star Wars, and we just notice something, we might just throw that out there quick to mull over. Just something short and little, but something like in canon and just for the fun of it. AKA, I am literally stealing Matthew Kroenke's Things That Make You Go from the Sarlacc Pit podcast, but it's a great idea and it's awesome.
Outright stealing.
Yeah.
Change the name. Change the name. Same
it's Carl's Hunt, but it's Carl's Hunt for Matt Kroenke's Things That Make You Go. So now I can't make fun of Matt anymore for calling. I always call his Things That Make You Go, I call it the segment Matt Kroenke Doesn't Understand Star Wars. This is why we do a stinking Star Wars podcast 3 years running, 125 episodes in, is because there's so much you can always pull out. And sometimes, you know, we don't have time to record a whole episode on something. So I think it might be fun if you just, I was literally just watching it today, and I was only half watching it too, because I was kind of prepping for the show and doing a couple other things. But just something dawned on me, and it's the scene when, you know, the Emperor is having his, a Skype call with Darth Vader, and that's Skype in the future.
Yes.
So Jason's just going to be a big blue head in front of me next time we record. I just thought this just kind of made me think for a second of why all of a sudden is the Emperor wary of Luke? Because we can assume he probably didn't really know Luke existed up until this point. Mm-hmm. So I have a couple thoughts on it, and then I'm curious what you think, Jason. And some of my initial thoughts and obviously this wasn't planned out back in 1980, but I really like what the new Marvel run is doing with the Star Wars story and how we're seeing kind of this early interaction between Vader and Luke starting to transpire, because Vader doesn't, for all we know, at the end of Revenge of the Sith, the point of burying Padme still looking pregnant was to make the Emperor and Vader think her children are dead.
Well, oh yeah.
Although Anakin only thought there was one. So as far as they know, they're dead. But clearly something has happened, and the Emperor does make point of it, you know, the young rebel that destroyed the Death Star. But if you've been reading the Marvel comics, you see we're going to finally get to see kind of where Vader figures this out. Because at the beginning of Empire, all of a sudden, he's obsessed with finding Skywalker. I just found it interesting. Like, why all of a sudden is the Emperor wary? Was he not aware of Luke up until this point? And my guess is probably not. I think Vader kind of was keeping it from him because clearly Vader knows. But my speculation is that Vader kind of withheld some information from the Emperor in hopes of getting a new apprentice. I don't know. What do you think?
I think the Emperor knows of him, you know, as you know, the young rebel who destroyed the Death Star. But maybe the name is a bit newer to Palpatine. I mean, he knows that there's this new rebel that's, you know, become this rallying cry. He has to know that. That's, you know, all over the place. And, you know, if somebody blows up your, you know, moon-sized space station super weapon thing, you find out who did it. You know,
yeah.
And you may not know his name, but you know that that's the guy. And then maybe they find out Luke, and then maybe later they find out it's Skywalker. And then maybe they find out, well, he's from Tatooine. And that's when Vader goes, oh. Yeah. And maybe he keeps one piece of that information from Palpatine. And maybe that's why Palpatine's a little like, excuse me, what are you doing? You know, in that conversation. And he's like, wipe him out, you know, just get rid of him because he's become a threat. But of course, Vader changes his mind and is like, well, he could be a powerful ally. Yes, he could be a great asset. Can it be done?
He'll join us or die, master.
But yeah, I think Palpatine has to know about him, but he's more concerned with the Rebel Alliance as a whole, and he trusts Vader to deal with some of these more individual people, I think.
Yeah.
Although he tries to give this air of non-concern considering the Rebel Alliance, because, I mean, for goodness sake, he's the Emperor of a galactic empire, and they're this insignificant rebellion, you know, as he likes to say. You know, he doesn't think that they're that much of a big deal.
I guess somebody's arrogance is blinding them now, huh?
Oh, yes. Your faith in your friends is yours. But yes, no, that's... but that's my theory, is that he deals with the big overall general idea. And when an individual... Like, I'm sure he's well aware of Mon Mothma and well aware of Princess Leia, because they're the big guns that, you know, he's dealt with before. Mm-hmm. They were both in the Senate. And he's probably aware of Admiral Akbar. But this rebel, this kind of upstart, you know, man of the people, so to speak, person, it's not his... That's not his realm of what he deals with. That's more Vader's thing. But if that guy starts getting on Palpatine's radar, you know things are going bad. So, mm-hmm. You know, I think that's more the case, is that that's Vader's realm of things, and maybe Vader kept part of the information from Palpatine. But I think if it's, you know, comes in like a report, Palpatine's going to see it eventually. So...
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you for your thoughts. I think that's gonna wrap this one up.
Yeah. And you want to tell people what's gonna start happening after Celebration?
Yes. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah. So after we record, when we get back from Celebration, so obviously we won't have an episode out next week. Probably the following. We're gonna start running the radio dramas again at the end of the shows. So.
So they may look a little bit longer, but that's because we've got chapters and pieces of the audio dramas.
Each chapter is 25 minutes, so yeah.
So
So we asked the question, and you all, the Ularians, seemed pretty excited about getting those back on, so we're happy to do it.
Yes. And also, because this is sort of a special episode, we didn't do our matchup, but we will be getting to the matchup for our next episode. So just to remind everybody, the matchup that we have is Palpatine versus 100 clone troopers, and I will get all of the question and that stuff up on our social media before Celebration. So look for it then. And Carl, if they want to find this, respond to the matchup or anything else, where is that social media and other areas that they can do that?
Well, if you lift up your arm and look under, no, I'm kidding. You'll find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WampusLairPodcast. can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/wampaslair, or you can send us an email at wampaslairpodcast@gmail.com. And if you haven't written us a review in iTunes, we'd really appreciate it, especially if you're a newer listener. I haven't checked in a couple of weeks, but last time I checked, we haven't had anything new in a while. I don't know if you've checked.
I have checked, and the last one we had is from October. So. Okay,
yeah, so it's been a little while. So if you haven't written one, if you have a moment, we really appreciate it, because it just it's nice to get feedback, and it also helps us in the iTunes store. So
yes,
so we always appreciate any feedback, though.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, anything else before we wrap this up?
No, I just can't wait to see you in less than a week.
I know, it's so exciting. And we're hoping to see some of you guys in less than a week. So if you're coming to Celebration, be sure to let us know. Hit us up on Twitter or Facebook and let us know that you're going to be there. And hopefully we'll see you around the convention. We will be wearing our Womp Is There t-shirts, so look out for those. At least we'll be wearing them some of the days. So, but until next time, until Celebration, thank you everybody for listening to this episode of the Wampus Lair Podcast. This has been episode number 125, a Wampus Celebration. Be sure to check us out along with all the other awesome podcasts at StarWarsReport.com's Second Airborne Division of Podcasts. For Carl, I'm Jason, and we will see you next time here in the Wampus Lair.